listen to the Johnny Ballpark Frank Show online live at WNSR.com.
And welcome back, Johnny Ballpark Franks with you. Coming up just after 5, John Glennon with BroadwaySportsMedia.com. But right now, a good opportunity to visit with our buddy Ron Higgins, editor with Tiger Rag Magazine, LSU, SEC, and more. Ron, happy new year to you, buddy, and welcome to the show.
How y'all doing, man?
Life is good. Hey, listen, we were talking about this before the break, and you know, because I love talking football, NFL, college football, every day of the year. There's always something you can talk about as far as college football or the NFL. And I wish that, you know, and I don't know when this trend started. I don't know if it started when we don't have players staying around for 3 or 4 years anymore. I mean, remember, Barkley stayed around. Shaquille O'Neal. I mean, people like that stayed around. Maybe it has to do some with the fact that I'm looking at the AP top 25 right now. When's the last time you looked at the top 25 as far as college basketball?
Basketball?
Yes.
Maybe a couple of weeks ago, but it's so incredibly even that, I mean, honestly, I mean, there's not a team out there, even if I watch Gonzaga, there's not a team out there that I go, wow, that team is awesome.
Or must-see TV. I mean, I look at the fact, I mean, just from the Southeast alone, the lack of interest in college basketball. I mean, think about this. Right now, going from 1 to 9, Gonzaga, Baylor, Villanova, Texas, Iowa, Kansas, Michigan, Creighton, and Wisconsin. And, oh, by the way, Wisconsin at number 9, just on Tuesday night, there was a run in that game with Michigan outscored Wisconsin 43-6 in that 20-point win over Wisconsin. So, yeah, yes, there's Tennessee at number 10, but even that doesn't resonate right now.
No, I mean, right now, Beth, you see, the hottest team's Alabama, and I mean, that's a bit of a surprise. But honestly, throughout this league, there's nobody that really you feel like right now you can say that team's going to win it. But you just really can't say it. I mean, I've seen a bunch of teams already in person and on TV. And I can tell you, I mean, there's not, I mean, even nationally, there's just not a lot out there that wows me. I mean, Texas lost last night to Texas Tech, I mean, at home. I think it's extremely even. Does that make for a lot of interest and intrigue? I don't know. I mean, there are people who are complaining that Alabama makes football boring because they destroy everybody. I don't think so. You know, I like watching Alabama. I like watching Devontae Smith being used in all kinds of different ways and innovative ways to get in the end zone. It was enjoyable. Maybe not enjoyable to, people trying to guard him or defend him, but to watch Alabama do what they do almost on a yearly basis is pretty remarkable. It really is. And so I enjoyed that.
Well, there's two things that I wish they would change. First of all, the season not tipping off in basketball until after Thanksgiving. And then secondly, I hate the 1 year and done. I hate the one and done. You know, find something else. Go to a minor league. Well, I don't care. I cannot stand the 1 year and done situation.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, and of course, that's on the NBA. It's not on college. That's the NBA is doing. And they tried to get the NBA Players Association to change that for years, and they haven't done it. A lot of people for a long time have disliked Calipari because of the one and done rule, but the rule's there. He just takes advantage of the rule as it's played. He doesn't necessarily like the one and done. I don't know of any coach who likes the one and done who has to like completely rebuild his team almost every other year. To try and do that, it's unbelievable, and it doesn't make for great great team basketball. It's why so many mid-majors have a shot every year at getting a string of upsets in the tournament or maybe even making a run because their team's full of juniors and seniors. I mean, I tell you, when you get a Power 5 team that's young with a lot of talent and you put them against a mid-major team, most of the time I'm taking the mid-major team.
Absolutely.
They know how to play together. They know how to play together. They play team basketball. There's cohesion there. And you see it over and over. I mean, almost every time I say an SEC SEC team schedules in mid-major, it's problems.
I mean, I'll give you an example. Creighton right now, they're eighth in the AP poll. They're sixth in the coaches poll. And when I was, you know, as a preteen keeping up with college basketball, I would know the star of Creighton. And it wasn't just me. I mean, I go back to Indiana State and Larry Bird. We didn't just discover Larry Bird when he was in the finals against Magic Johnson and Michigan State. We discovered Larry Bird early in that season, and people were paying attention to Larry Bird in Indiana State. And it wasn't like Indiana State was a household name either. And that's my point. I know what it used to be like, and I know what it's like today, and I'm one of those individuals not really happy about it.
You know, one of the funny stories I heard on Larry Bird was when Nolan Richardson was inducted into the Basketball Hall of Fame, he was talking about in his induction speech, he didn't know Larry Bird was a white guy.
And wow.
He listened to a radio broadcast of an Indiana State game, and he kept saying, all I heard was, Bird this, Bird that, Bird this, Bird that. I'm thinking, man, that brother can play. And then I saw who he was. I said, I couldn't believe he was a white guy. And Bird's out in the audience. He's cracking up laughing. I mean, you're white. You don't get to know these players because they're here and gone. They're just here and gone. I mean, if they're here 2 years, you're lucky. I mean, 2 years tops, you're lucky.
My favorite Nolan Richardson story, Tennessee State played them right before Christmas 1 year in a non-conference matchup in men's basketball. And really nice guys showing us around the facilities. Frank Broyles was the AD there then. And it was really the first time I saw what money and national championships can do for a program, because the locker room at Arkansas, this was a time when, you know, a lot of programs were not even into that just yet. And just looking at that locker room, your first thoughts would be, this has to be an NBA locker room. And this is after they had won a national title.
Yeah, and it's, you know, I mean, the Bud Walton Arena was his first year open was the year they won the national championship, and they built that arena to specifications, and it was still a great arena.
Right.
But you know, again, I mean, even back when Nolan coached in his heyday in the mid-90s, you had guys who at least stayed in their junior years. You didn't have guys bailing.
No.
A lot after a sophomore year. Didn't have much of that. And again, like you referenced, you know, Shaquille O'Neal stayed around to his junior year. He could have bailed after his sophomore year. Barkley stayed to his junior. He told me one time, he says, I finally left after my junior year because they couldn't find any more courses for me to pass.
well, because back then, it's not like today where you have to be working towards a degree. Back then, you know, and the bottom line was, you know, just as long as you're taking classes and you remain eligible. That was the big key.
Yeah, that's what you tried to just get by on. And, you know, until there was a big hubbub about, you know, graduation, you know, graduation rates and progress of graduation, and
right,
and that all changed somewhat. But again, the one and done rule is not a good thing. It's tough for fans to get attached to a team when you don't know who's playing from year to year. You know, have all new rosters, and I guess it doesn't make for great NBA basketball as far as bringing in young players in the league. I mean, a lot of these players are they're drafted on potential rather than having a pretty good idea of what they can do.
All right, Ron.
Yeah.
I was going to say, before we go, I'm going to give you a good minute here. Look, last year's LSU team in 2019, Alabama's team this year as far as college football, easily for me, two of the five best teams ever in college football history. 151 years we just wrapped up, right? But if you wanted to say there's one better than the other, I know you want to make the case for last year's LSU team. Why?
Yeah, and let me say this. I like both teams. I think both are fantastic. But the fact that LSU beat seven top 10 teams, and the fact that LSU played in a year where it was a pandemic and teams were at full strength every week, and LSU put up huge numbers like Alabama did. That said, I like LSU. That doesn't mean I don't like Alabama. because I think what they did was remarkable too. Yeah, they played some teams that weren't less than full strength, but again, to survive a pandemic year of stopping and starting and concentrating and focusing and refocusing, that says a lot for Alabama. And yes, they beat an all SEC schedule. I realize that. So, I mean, it's apples and oranges. I like LSU, but it's, and let me tell you what, it's not by much because, you know, I'll say this, Alabama's best player is from Louisiana.
Nice to get that in there, by the way. All right, before we let you go, let the listeners know again what they can expect with Tiger Rag Magazine and TigerRag.com.
We go to TigerRag.com, and it's our Tiger Rag Magazine actually online, and you can read all the latest LSU news. It's a free website, so you don't have to – there's no paywall. And you can find me on Twitter at Ron Higg as we progress through basketball season.
See, this was a nice conversation. We didn't raise our voices. I kind of like that.
Isn't it unbelievable being that people can actually talk like that?
Amazing. Absolutely amazing. Hey, Ron, have a great rest of the week. We'll look forward to talking to you again real soon.
All right, Ballpark. Take care. We'll see you.
Hey, be good, buddy.